So let's talk about the next issue in our dirty tricks department, layer testing. The layer testing issue is the equivalent of don't mix your whites and your coloureds when you do the washing. So when you're seeing a patient in your practice, do only one type of test at a time. Blood tests, urine tests, feces tests, vaginal swabs, or x-rays. Don't do multiple x-rays at one time. Don't mix your bloods and your x-rays. Now, it relies on people wanting to get answers. If they come back for the results, great. And if they don't come back for results, you've sorted out a way to make your HRC profile look better, and you've sorted out a way to be less likely to be responsible for abnormal results that people don't want to come back about. In short, your follow-up work can be much reduced, and you have much more time to think about what you're looking for and where your issues are going. Now, next issue in the dirty tricks department is late patients. If your surgery system can identify patients who turn up late, and if that same system can forewarn the doctor that the patient's late and the doctor's generally reasonably on time, an opportunity exists to say to the patient, look, this can only be a short consultation today because you're late for your appointment and you know we cannot afford to run late. The next issue in the dirty tricks department is what do you do when there are things you have to do that you don't want to do? This may include issues such as operations, mental health care plans, reports, paperwork. Charge a fee. If people think I'd rather die than pay you a dollar, problem is solved. Next issue. What do you do when there's a crisis or a disaster? I think you need to have a really good think about your strategy in dealing with this. The issues are in line with documentation. You need to get the staff involved in documenting that things have happened. You need to make sure your records are extensive and cover every aspect of the situation. And you've probably got a day or so to do it. You don't necessarily have to do it right on the time, but you do need to do it within a period of time, such as a day, when you've got time, when you actually remember what's actually happened. And you need to have a system in place to have the patients realise that they've got something to lose. For example, you may ask the patient, look, could you go to the receptionist and we'll need these details? Or we need to get these details for the health department and they'll be in touch. Or we can say, look, we're going to get police or security. Nothing to worry about. They can help you with your issue. Try to get people to realise that there's going to be things happen if they don't behave properly.